Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers, now joining us. Tom, the fight of your guys never ceases to impress me.
No, I was proud of them for that. And again, it's just I thought we were going to win that game. I really, when it was 2-1, I mean, we took it to them. I mean, we just took, honestly, 5-on-5, we took it to them all weekend. It's just, but that's the way the sport, that's just the way the sport is. I mean, it's just the way the sport is. It's kind of unforgiving at times, but it is what it is.
Well, if you were to write it up, Tom, as the opposing coach, if you were up and away, you'd want to score 41 seconds into the game. I mean, that's ideal for them. They kind of put you back against the wall with that, and that shorthanded goal that really helped them dictate that first period.
No, 100%, Biss, 100%. And at the end of the day, the shot attempts, I mean, you guys are looking at it. What were the shot attempts at first period? Like 20-something, 26-9 or something? What was it? You guys are, you know, I don't have it in front of me.
Well, you're right, though. I mean, it was
shot attempts in the
first.
I only have the second.
Shot attempts in the first. Yeah, me too. Let's look down here because you're right. And I mean, Tom, you guys.
Oh, we were all over them in the first. Like, yeah. The shots were 9-9. I don't look at that. I look at possession. And if you have it, but it was just like it was almost 3-1.
Well, and then second period, you guys controlled the play. I thought got yourself back into the hockey game, but you're right. You just couldn't get that tying goal, and that would have changed this game completely.
Absolutely. I believe if we had tied that goal, we would have won. And it's weird. I thought we were the better hockey team tonight, but it didn't show on the scoreboard.
There's no playbook for how to coach the last couple of minutes of that game, is there?
No, there isn't. And you got to let your, hey, like Charlie Combs' goal at the end there, you got to let hockey player take over, and a hockey player took over right there.
Well, you guys, this team is resilient, and they certainly showed that at the end time. I mean, you had a chance to tie the game with less than 10 seconds to go, and you were down by, what, 3?
Yeah.
A minute and a half earlier?
I know it.
That's incredible.
No, it was. And I will tell you, it was close. They got puck focused. When Jerry kept that puck in, they got puck focused, and they all crept up, and we had a lot of guys behind them. And I actually thought we were going to score because I've seen it happen a million times where you can't get puck focused. You still got to stay on the defensive side of your man, and they didn't, and I thought we were going to convert.
Well, there is no doubt the next time your fans see you, your team is going to be a lot different. A senior group that you have said might be one of the better, maybe the best group in the Division I era. They've played a ton of games for you. Giant size hole to replace them.
Absolutely, but it is what it is. Guys got to graduate, guys got to move on, and new guys got to come in. And then new guys, or not new guys, then guys who are already in the lineup got to emerge. It's just the way it is.
Tom? This is early, but enjoy the offseason.
Yeah, I don't want it right now, Schultz.
I hear you.
I don't like those words right now, but that's the reality is you're right. And I was proud of the effort, though. I think that's the biggest thing is that our guys, there was never any quit. And, again, hockey's it's a funny game. And, again, we just wasn't meant to be. So, thanks, guys. Take care.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, here on our final Paul Bunning Communications postgame show.